is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, and thanks for being here. Well, now that things have started to open up again in the past few weeks and a lot of outdoor summer events are happening, we are taking some of our time to focus on those a bit and talk to some of the people involved in some of the things that are happening around the region now. And back in Roseburg tomorrow night, area favorite Leroy Bell joining us from Seattle. Leroy, thanks for being on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We've talked a number of times over the years. I've got to ask, first of all, how have you fared during the past 16 months?
You know, pretty well. I mean, it was pretty devastating for everybody, but, you know, a lot of us fared better than others. Thank God that my family and my close friends, nobody was got really sick from the virus, but I do know people that did. And obviously it was a big strain on our working conditions because we couldn't work at all. Playing music, you know, we couldn't go out there and do anything. Everything just kind of went from, you know, to zero.
And when you're used to being so busy, what was that shift like?
That took a minute to get used to. Yeah, it was pretty hardcore. You know, you go one day I was in the middle of doing a project with G.E. Smith out of New York, and I had a record coming out with him on BMG, and we were just getting ready to do the South by Southwest and go on the road, and then that was in March, and then the pandemic was pretty much stopped. It was came to a full stop. Everything closed, and so that just kind of took its toll right there. It was pretty devastating, you know, but like I said, you know, I count my blessings. I wasn't sick or anything, so I just had to kind of make do with working on my house and trying to keep my sanity.
So during this time, did it give you an opportunity to do more writing?
Yeah, it did do more writing. And some of the stuff that I was doing right before that pandemic hit, I'll be doing at the show tomorrow night. Looking forward to coming back to Roseburg. It's been a few years since I've been out that way.
Well, and
so, wonderful news.
What's it like to have your bookings start to pick up again?
It's been great, but you know, it's kind of funny because we were booked a couple of shows out here and they wanted back-to-back shows, and it was two shows a night. And after not playing for, you know, 14, 16 months, I was kind of leery, thinking, gosh, are we going to be up to this? You know, when you're playing all the time, you just take it for granted that you can do that kind of thing. But when you're going from sedentary, you know, to all of a sudden just right into it, into the frying pan, so to speak, it was a little scary. But we prevailed and got back in shape, and now we're raring to go and super excited.
So I know for a lot of people, it's really just been in the last 4 or 5 weeks. When did the phone start to ring again?
Well, yeah, that's about right. You're about right there, about 4 or 5 weeks. It just started picking up slowly, but it kind of went pretty quickly, really. You know, we had a couple of little kind of informal gigs where they were still, you know, everybody still wore masks, and it was, you know, at like about a 25% house. Then it went to 50% house. And then, and just in the last week or so is when it just really picked up all the bookings, because, you know, the bookings are ahead of time. So you know, they're out there like this Roseburg show will be one of the major shows that we've done since it's been lifted out this way anyway.
So talk about some of the things you've been doing. You mentioned it a little bit a moment ago, this Stony Hill project with G.E. Smith. Tell us more about that.
Well, yeah, that was a real interesting thing because I'd been a fan of Hall & Oates and, of course, Bob Dylan, and G. Smith was a guitar player on most of that stuff. His wife was a fan of mine, which I didn't know, and just called us up about a year and a half ago and asked if we wanted to come over down to New York and do a portraits show, which he produced, which is kind of like a show, you know, you come in, you play, and then GE plays with you, do some songs, you talk about your career, that kind of thing. And so we thought, yeah, hey, why not? You know, and we went down and hung out. We just hit it off, GE and I, and we're like the same age and listened to a lot of the same music. And I played him some songs. And we just went in the studio like 2 days later and started recording. And then BMG wanted to do a project. And so we just did a project. We right away did an album in about a few months.
Wow. And it sounds like it's gotten, really good response.
Yeah, it got really, really good reviews. You know, we got write-ups in Rolling Stone and just all kinds of good stuff. We were really, we were super excited about, you know, hitting the road and doing some gigs and starting off with the South by Southwest. But that's when the stranglehold of the pandemic took force and just kind of kneecapped us, you know.
Wow. We're going to talk more with Leroy Bell, but we're going to listen to one of his songs right now, Wind Me Up. Leroy Bell at the Half Shell tomorrow night.
Hold me to your breast tonight. Hold me tight. Don't let those bed bugs bite. They give me such a fright. As long as I'm here with you, I don't care what the world might do. As long as I'm in your arms, nothing ever could go wrong. When I'm around you, when I'm around you, yeah, hold me till tomorrow comes. Hold me strong. Hold me so I can't get loose. You know I get confused. Been gone so long, I wanna come back. When it's cold outside, I miss you bad. Wind me up tonight. Let me bask in your light. Yeah, wind me up real tight. I won't move an inch unless you want me to. Yeah, hold me, baby, don't let go. Hold me now, don't you know.
Leroy Bell on Inside Douglas County. Going to take a break, talk more with Leroy joining us from Seattle this afternoon. He'll be in Roseburg tomorrow night for Music on the Half Shell. They interview a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. More with Leroy Bell in a moment. 1246 on Inside Douglas County and News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming up at 1 on News Radio 1240 KQEN. Tomorrow we continue a look at the recently adjourned session of the Oregon State Legislature. Follow up on our conversation with State Representative Gary Leaf and get him back on to cover some more of the aspects of that session. But today we're talking music. Leroy Bell on with us from Seattle this afternoon. Leroy, a few years ago you were on X Factor. We've talked about that a bit before, but how did that kind of shape some of the things you were able to do after that series of programs aired?
Well, that program, it aired in like 120 countries or something. So it was, it's great publicity. The show itself was kind of an inside look at how a weekly TV show worked for me. You know, it was a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun at the same time. And it just got me into homes, you know, that I wouldn't normally get into, because, you go into people's living rooms, you know, when you're on TV. And even though that was the first season, a lot of people tuned in. Went to, right after that, got a call out of South Africa. I went to South Africa, played there with one of the number one artists there. And just got a lot of gigs out of that. Just, you know, people that wouldn't have known who I was just by being on that television show.
And wasn't there kind of a cool remix recording that came out of that time?
Yeah. In fact, that was the part of that South African, one of the DJs there that was very big there. We did A Change Is Coming, and they did their own little kind of South African feel to it, but it went to number one there, out there in that country. And so that was really helpful for us as far as us going back there and then playing with their number one artist, which was a woman called Zahara. And you know, it's funny when you're worlds away, you don't know who's big in another country, and then you go there and realize that, you know, they're a superstar over there. And so we got a real nice welcome there. It was wonderful.
Well, and if I recall correctly, that Zahara and you and a gospel choir ended up getting nominated for essentially a South African Grammy.
Yes, we did. That was the first time, and the world famous Soweto gospel choir was singing behind us, and that gave me chills, you know, behind a couple of the songs. And I was quite blown away the fact that I was a part of that, because I listened to them before years ago, and I knew who they were. And to be there on stage with them and hear those voices was quite memorable.
You know, you've had such a varied career. I mean, starting out with Bell and James doing disco, and then going forward into writing for Elton John and a number of other folks. I would imagine you could probably write a pretty good life story.
Well, I've been fortunate enough to work with a lot of different people, and for the most part, it's all been just amazing to see the talent. I mean, there's so many talented people in the music industry, and just to be a part of that has been amazing. You know, working with Elton back in the late 70s, you know, and he was so huge then, I was so just intimidated just to be in the same room, and he was so gracious, just a wonderful person. And I can't say enough about him and how nice he was. And that just blew me away. I thought, you know, if I was ever to become famous, I would want to be that way. You know, just be that gracious, that humble, that nice to anybody. And that's that rubbed off on me.
Who are some of the other people you've worked with that especially stand out as really positive experiences?
B.B. King was one of those people. Did a lot of shows with B.B. King on the road, and he was like that as well. I mean, you know, you come across these legends that you just can't believe that you've been fortunate enough to just hang out with. And after a couple of shows with B.B., he would just take us backstage, and we just sit around, you know, bringing some food, and he just tells stories. And, you know, it's just amazing to hear stories from a legend like that back in the day when he was just playing like the Chitlin circuit and all these different things and the things they went through. And it's mind blowing to be sitting there in the room with somebody that you grew up with listening to and then just, you know, treating you as a peer, you know, just joking around with you and telling you stories.
So what's ahead for the rest of this year? I mean, it seems like a lot of artists, it's sort of, essentially, it's play as many gigs as you can possibly play to make up for last year.
Yeah, that's, I don't know if that's going to be possible, but, you know, it's the bookings are coming in quite quickly. You know, I'm surprised at how fast, but, you know, we've all been starved for live music, not just the musicians playing, but the people that have just, you know, they lost a big part of their lives, you know, not being able to go to live shows, not being able to get that their live music fix, you know, and I didn't realize quite how much I needed the audience. You know, when you're playing music to a live audience, there's just this energy that goes between the artist and the audience that you just can't replicate by being in the studio recording or writing. It's another part of that can't be done unless you have those two elements together. And once that's just stripped away, it's a part of your life that's gone.
Are the outdoor shows especially fun to do?
Oh, yeah, they are. There's nothing better in the world than to see people having fun and see people dancing and reacting to what you're doing. It's like this circle of love that just, you know, and at the risk of sounding corny, but it really is. It's this love that goes back and forth. You know, it's just something that you just can't get unless you're doing a live performance.
So for tomorrow night, if somebody's not seen you perform, talk about who's going to be with you and what you're planning for tomorrow.
Okay, what we're playing for tomorrow, I've got a new guitar player that hasn't been out this way. And so he's going to have a fun night because I was, you know, we were explaining to him, Terry and I. Terry and I have been out. Terry's been with me forever, 20-some-odd years, and that's the bass player. I've got a new guitar player that's been with me now for a couple of years, and his name is Jason Cameron. And he's from Minneapolis area. And he was playing around there with people that were playing with Prince, and he's an amazing guitar player. And then I have a drummer who I'm sure a lot of you have heard of, is Ben Smith, who played with Heart for about 20 years. He wasn't the original drummer, but he played with him quite a few years after that. And he's been in my band now for a few years, too. So it's just going to be the four of us, and we're going to rock and soul it up, and I think you're going to really enjoy it.
And are you mentioned you're going to be doing some of this newer Stony Hill material mixed in?
Yeah, I'm going to do some Stony Hill stuff and some of our older stuff and just a good mixture of all across the board, you know, dance stuff as well as really good listening stuff. I think everybody will have a real good time. We're really looking forward to it.
Now, I don't suppose we're going to hear Living It Up Friday night, though.
No. You know, we started to work that up years ago, and then we didn't do it. And then every now and then, someone like you, Kyle, will bring it up, and then we'll think about doing it again. But we haven't gotten around to that.
That was the first song I ever heard, and that was actually my first year on the radio. Not that I'm that old, but apparently I am. but that was one of the big hits of the summer of 79, and that one always sticks with me for that reason, and it was just weird to come back many years later and go, wait a minute, that guy is that guy. So
Yeah. I get that every now and then somebody will just all of a sudden out of the blue go, are you related to that guy that was in Bell and James? and it just makes me laugh.
Leroy Bell, tomorrow night, Music on the Half Shell, 7 o'clock at the Nichols Band Shell in Stewart Park. Leroy, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night.
Are you going to be there, Kyle?
I am going to absolutely be there. You got it.
All right. Right on.
All right.
So, looking forward to seeing you all day.
All right, 1258 News Radio, 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.
All right, still get you there?